Only one listener complained about the mediocre microphone I used in the most recent episode of this show. And I acknowledged it was not a great microphone to be using, but only one listener complained. That listener is someone known to you if you know my community that I work and socialize and interact with. I'll give you a guess. Do you know who it is? If you guessed John Siracusa, you win.
Your Daily Lex.
It's much later than normal for me to be recording an episode. It's after 8:30, but I feel guilty because I didn't do one yesterday, so I'm doing one today. The thing about auditioning for shows, the thing that's tough about being an actor, besides the inconsistency of the work, is that you can't get every role. And sometimes auditions are beyond your control, right? Sometimes you're auditioning for a thing, and even if you do a great job, you're just not what they want. You're not who they see. They want somebody taller, younger, fatter, thinner, anything, right? It could be that they don't think you look like you are a romantic partner for the person he'd be playing opposite, or that you don't look like you're related to the person they want to have be your brother, whatever. Anyway, over the weekend, I auditioned for a 4-person play. I got a great compliment during it that I wasn't even supposed to hear. The play has 50 characters played by 4 people. 2 people play 2 roles, and the other 2 people play the other 48 roles. And those other 2 characters are called clowns because they play many, many roles, and so they're referred to as clowns. And at one point, the director's wife leaned over to the director and was trying to whisper so I wouldn't hear, but referring to me said, "I think he's too handsome to be one of the clowns," which I'll take that compliment all day. And I was happy to do any of the roles. And they had me read for the main person who plays just 1 person a lot. My audition slot was 10 minutes. I was there for 4 hours. And then that was my Saturday. And then on Monday, I guess, yesterday? At some point, Sunday night or Monday, they emailed me to let me know, you were not cast. Again, which is fine. You don't have to be cast in every show. You don't get to be in every show, and that's okay. There are a million reasons to not put you in a show. It felt insane to be there for 4 hours in a 10-minute slot and read for that one part so many times and not get it. But whatever, that's what happens. So I'm looking at some other shows. I did audition for one yesterday. That's a very long shot. There's only one role I can play. Now, granted, I was quite recently in a 2-person play, as you may recall. But I auditioned to play the dad in Jagged Little Pill, which is the jukebox musical of sorts based on Alanis Morissette's music. I saw that show on Broadway. I freaking loved it. So we'll see. It's a long shot, but I was proud of my audition at least. So that's something. Today's been a very busy day. I'm working on a brand new game for my app because I guess I hate myself and I think I should write more games. Luckily, this new game is pretty fast to write. I've already written more than 100 puzzles, even though it's not live yet. If you are a beta tester, please check out Write and Rung in my app and let me know your thoughts, bugs, etc. It's a very busy time in the Friedman household. My 2 kids are both in the same show. They're both in Chicago. Sierra's in the show. Liam is in the pit. So they're constantly at tech rehearsal and, more than once this week, so far twice already this week, Lauren and I have driven a car to Sierra's school so that she can drive home when her rehearsal gets out. Liam typically gets out earlier because the pit gets out earlier. But we have to go pick him up too. Sierra can't simply drive to the school because she's a junior and juniors aren't allowed to park at school. If you get caught parking at school, they remove your driving privileges for the next year. It's a whole thing. So we have to drive a car to school after school ends. What a cluster. What a true disaster. But hopefully things will calm down. They won't until after this week. Plus, at the end of this week, Ani comes home from college for spring break, so that's exciting too. Anyway, I think those are all the updates I can squeeze in at now 8:34 p.m. I hope you're having or had a wonderful Tuesday. And if you're listening to this on Wednesday, hello from the past? I don't know. Is that how podcasting works? Time travel? I think so.
Lex.